Welcome to Insider MD Module 2, Smart Goals. I'm Dr. Stephanie Wellington. I'm excited to partner with you, share with you, and support you on your next level of success in your life and medical career. As you continue on this lifelong journey, I invite you to remember that success leaves clues, and the fact that you're in this place in your medical career means that you already have a solid foundation upon which to stand. What you need is the curriculum and the commitment to lifelong learning. That's why you're here. As you complete the exercises in each module, you'll receive the accountability to move forward with purpose. Each module is designed to take you into immediate action, as I know time is often a factor for doctors. I want you to get used to taking fast yet focused action toward your goals. In this module, we're setting SMART goals. This isn't something I created. It's a goal-setting technique I learned in coach training and have used with success. We'll use it here to get you moving toward achieving one of the goals that you identified when you completed your clear vision document in Module 1. So you'll need that document in order to proceed. SMART is an acronym for setting a goal that is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Let's demonstrate with an example. Using the first pillar of career profession, my clear vision is I'm a pediatrician with a team who is efficient, productive, positive, and a real pleasure to work with. So I ask myself the question, what needs to happen to make this my reality? It helps me to refine my job search so that I'm clear about the type of environment I desire to work in. Applying the SMART goal technique, the S in SMART is specific. So is this goal specific? Yes, I'm looking for a position that has the right team to support my role as a pediatrician. It helps me really to define the type of job that I'm looking for. That specificity will allow me to filter the opportunities as they come my way so that I'm looking for the ones that are a match to my goal of having a team that supports my efforts. The M in SMART is measurable. Is this goal measurable? It is. Yes, it is. And so I'll ask myself, how will I measure it? And then I will take some time to think about the models that I've seen that work well and then the ones that are less successful. This becomes some of the things that I look for when I go on my job interviews. I figure out what questions to ask on the interviews that will allow me to discern which models are in place in the office, clinic, or hospital setting. I consider visiting during the busiest hours to see for myself the workflow and patient flow. The A in SMART is achievable. Is this goal achievable? Yes, it is. And I know that because there are models already out there that are doing it. Is this goal relevant? Is it relevant to me as a pediatrician in my career? And yes, it is. My overall purpose is to provide excellent patient and family experience in the delivery of healthcare while educating and promoting health. And in order to do that, it's essential that I have an effective and productive team supporting my efforts. And the T in SMART is time bound. Is there a time frame on this goal? The answer is yes. I'm looking to move into my new position in maybe 6 months. So this is the time that I have set aside towards achieving this goal. I'll allot time for my search and interview process, and I will have interviewed and secured my position within the next 6 months. So this is one example of how to use this process. The SMART goal process allows you to break down any goal into its parts so that you can clearly see what are the action steps that are needed to achieve the goal. For the example that I used here, before we even get to this SMART goal technique, there are other things that needed to have been put in place. For example, updating your CV, doing a job search online and offline, connecting with colleagues in your area of interest, making cold calls to line up a series of interviews. Then this step would come in providing me clarity around the potential new work environment that I desire to be in. Now it's your turn to pick a goal and break it down into its parts. You may also find, as I did in this example, that there are steps that precede the one that you identified to work with in your SMART goal process. If that's the case, make a list of all the steps needed for your goal and consider creating a SMART goal sheet for each one if necessary. If you have any questions, remember to send them to me via email at stephanie@nurturingmds.com. And as always, take a few minutes to be in gratitude for all that you have and all that is coming your way. I look forward to seeing you in the next module.